Well, the International Monetary Fund is going against that trend on interest rates. In its latest report on the Australian economy, it says the Reserve Bank should consider more interest rate cuts. On Friday, the RBA board gave a very clear signal that it would keep interest rates on hold, but suggested it may raise them if there were signs of a durable economic recovery. The IMF, though, is not so upbeat, and it's warning that there is still a risk of a sharp fall in house prices over the next few years. Finance reporter Sue Lannan.
The International Monetary Fund says economic stimulus and lower interest rates limited the fallout from the global recession in Australia, but it does have some reservations. It says the Australian economy will shrink by 0.5% this year, and the main threat to growth comes from our trading partners. The fund says there is the scope for more interest rate cuts, but the Reserve Bank now thinks the economy will grow by 0.5% and says it may raise rates if a recovery takes hold. Shane Oliver is the chief economist at AMP Capital Investors.
Bear in mind that the IMF would have finalised their estimate a fair bit before the Reserve Bank's figures were. The report from the IMF, I think, was finalised on July 22nd. And, of course, the minus 0.5% forecast was put out by the IMF back in June. So, yes, the IMF has revised up its numbers, but my feeling is that more recent information, particularly data for the labour market, consumer and business confidence, and also the export sector, would warrant a more optimistic take on the economy, more consistent with what the Reserve Bank is saying in its latest statement on monetary policy.
The IMF notes that its medium-term outlook is more pessimistic than the government's. It thinks the budget won't return to surplus until the 2017-2018 financial year. The government thinks it will return to surplus 2 years earlier. Shane Oliver says he thinks it will be somewhere in between.
Well, at the time of the budget, many economists felt that the medium-term growth forecasts embedded into the budget and therefore underpinning the return to a budget surplus were a bit too optimistic. Against that, I would probably say that the IMF's forecasts are probably a bit too pessimistic. So my feeling would be that it's likely to be somewhere in between. I think at the end of the day, all of this highlights that sooner or later, the government will have to announce a tougher stance in terms of the budget, both in terms of either raising taxes or cutting spending.
Professor of Finance at the University of New South Wales, Farah Bosmashirian, says the IMF's outlook for Australia is too pessimistic.
Every time we get the forecast from the IMF, we need to be cautious simply because the Reserve Bank and the Australian Treasury have more resources, more insight about the Australian economy. And also we need to look at the forecast in a dynamic process rather than in a static environment where, for instance, in the next 2 to 3 years, we do not know the massive amount of demand which might come at our port from China, India and other parts of the Asia.
But Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle, Bill Mitchell, thinks the IMF is more on the money.
We're significantly exposed to the revision of all of the export contracts. Even though China looks like growing and Japan has got good figures out this morning on its trade and manufacturing, we are facing lower contract prices, and that will affect our receipts. Our volumes may well hold up, but our revenue will fall. And I think it also still depends upon what happens in the US. I think the benefits of the low interest rates on growth have been overrated. I think the major benefits have been taking the pressure off the indebted households. And I think right now, if the RBA was to increase interest rates, that would be a fairly, in my view, irresponsible way to go.
The IMF is also worried by the high level of borrowing by Australian households. It thinks house prices are overvalued by up to 20%, and they could fall over the next few years. Bill Mitchell says the level of borrowing is a real concern.
Period of budget surpluses really was associated, in Australia, was associated with a massive escalation in household debt. That's really the only way the economy maintained its growth, as the government was contracting through those surplus periods. I think that was a fairly myopic growth strategy. I think that we are still highly exposed to that household debt. And at the moment, the low interest rates and the strong fiscal intervention is stopping major bankruptcies in the household sector. And that's why we need to ensure that our growth continues now.
That's the Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle, Bill Mitchell, ending that report by Sue Lannan.